to Poland next, where, of course, the Prime Minister is one Donald Tusk, who's the former President of the European Council. Earlier this evening, I spoke to BBC correspondent Adam Heaston about the issues exercising voters there ahead of the elections. I started by asking him when the elections would be held there and how many MEPs they would elect.
The elections will be held on the 9th of June and there will be 53 MEPs elected.
Give us a sense, Adam, of the type of candidates running, where they lie on the political spectrum.
Well, not to make things too complicated for the audience, there are basically two major political forces fighting it out in these elections for the European Parliament. And that is basically between the party of the current Prime Minister, Donald Tusk, his centrist civic coalition, and the major opposition party, Law and Justice, known by their acronym PIS or Peace in Poland, who were in power for 8 years until losing parliamentary elections last October. And Mr. Tusk's government took office in December, which is, to give you a bit of background, Peace is still the largest party in terms of the number of votes, single largest party. They got the most votes in the parliamentary elections in October. They also got the most votes in the recent local elections. And they're running, both of these parties are running sort of neck and neck in aggregate poll terms of about 30%. The key factor is that Mr. Tusk's civic coalition is actually on a downwards trend, whereas Law and Justice are on an upwards trend. So it's a difficult job for Mr. Tusk, I suppose, because he is the guy most associated with Brussels and the European Union. He was a former Prime Minister of Poland between 2007 and 2014 before going to Brussels to take up the position of President of the European Council. And his government is very much pro-EU, whereas Law and Justice, who were in power till recently for the last 8 years, is much more Eurosceptic. It has not done traditionally well in European Parliament elections, but it retains quite a lot of support with its sort of blend of socially conservative views, patriotism, Catholic values, also emphasizing sovereignty, national sovereignty in the European Union, but also combining that with a sort of left-wing, very strong social safety net for less well-off Poles. And that combination of policies has still quite a broad support in what is still largely a relatively conservative society compared to Western Europe.
When you compare those October elections, you know, high turnout, I think it was something like 76%. Mm. Donald Tusk, as you mentioned, very pro-European in that election, a theme and campaign based on hope. Versus now going into these European elections, what do you think turnout will be like? What are the themes this time around?
I think that's a very good question. I think turnout is going to be the key factor in these elections because traditionally it's usually very low, often around about 25%, which you just referred to the record turnout in the recent parliamentary elections. I think turnout will be a deciding factor, and especially with the fact that aggregate opinion polls are suggesting they're neck and neck on a just over 30%. So what Mr. Tusk is doing, he's playing on basically polarization to get his core vote out for these elections. And what he's decided is the number one issue is Russia, specifically Russian influence in Polish politics and society. Poland is a neighbour of Ukraine, and the war in Ukraine here is very close. It's tangible. Poles have died with stray missiles, and it's much more real for people here in Poland than in Western Europe. And obviously the historical thing as well is because Poles empathise overwhelmingly with their Ukrainian neighbours because they know what it's like to be under the Russian boot for the whole of the 19th century and also the second half of the 20th century when the Soviet Union installed a pro-Moscow regime. So that is the key issue that Tusk has focused on because it basically allows him to say, Look, simple choice. It's me and my party, which is Europe, or it's Law and Justice, who is basically Russia. So what he's trying to do, he's trying to portray Law and Justice as being softer on Russia. And he's had a couple of things that have helped him in that, because we've had a very high profile case a couple of weeks ago where a senior judge who had made his career under the Law and Justice Party essentially defected to Belarus. And he's also said that Law and Justice have basically allowed Russian influence to spread more widely, even though publicly they say that they support Ukraine and they're anti-Russian. But this is the simple choice that Tusk is giving to the Polish voters.
So it's Russia as the core dominant theme, which then raises questions, of course, about national security. Where do questions about immigration policies fit then in the just register of what people are discussing, how parties are campaigning?
Here again, Mr. Tusk is trying to basically steal Law and Justice's fire, because Law and Justice was always played on security and secure borders and specifically migration, very tough on migration. And Mr. Tusk has, and he got into trouble with that, Law and Justice government, because obviously there's since for the last 3 years, the authorities in Belarus have basically facilitated a new migration route into the European Union through Poland and also Lithuania and Latvia by allowing people to come from Africa, Asia, Middle East on tourist visas, and then helping them get to the border and help assisting them across that border illegally, not at border crossings, basically through the woods. And Law and Justice got a lot of flak for basically pushing back people. And as it's an estimated 50 people have died in the winter in the freezing temperatures in the forest because they pushed ping pong tennis almost between the Belarusian border guards and Polish border guards. But this is a popular issue for Mr. Tusk. He realizes that most Poles, according to surveys, don't want uncontrolled mass migration. They see the political instrumentalization of this issue by Russia and Belarus of trying to force migrants through Poland this way, and they don't want it. And so Mr. Tusk has said, oh, this is a vote winner. I've got to be seen to be tough on security and migration as well. And so he's trying to steal pieces thunder by saying, look, we've the 5.5 meter steel fence that Law and Justice erected on that border, we've got to basically strengthen it and plow in millions and millions of euros to improve security there. So it's again, it is an issue here. This is sort of caught Law and Justice on the back foot by like, okay, he's portraying himself as the law and order guy now, security guy. What do we do? And they're trying to actually focus the focus attention on issues such as bread and butter issues, the economy, also rising energy prices, things like that. So,
And just finally, Adam, if Donald Tusk has changed some of the perception, the themes, the emphases of his campaign, what has that meant for his popularity ratings since October, headed into these European elections?
if anything, they've suffered somewhat. Donald Tusk came to power as prime minister, as he's always done in his political career in Polish politics, at least, as sort of portraying himself as I'm anti-peace, anti-law and justice. I stand for everything that they don't stand for. So he's got in again after 8 years of law and justice, which is very controversial, very polarizing government, by saying, I'm going to restore the rule of law and I'm going to roll back all those judicial reforms that were controversial, politicizing the media, the public, the judiciary, the civil service. But he's basically not been able to do much of that because he faces a severe obstacle in the face of the Polish president, Andrzej Duda, who's a political ally of Law and Justice, and has the power to veto legislation and is doing so. And the government, the coalition government Mr. Tusk heads, does not have a sufficient majority in parliament to overturn that. So he's stymieing that reform. And so Mr. Tusk is facing already, within just a few months of being prime minister again, some of the criticisms he faced last time he was prime minister, in that, hey, okay, he comes in as, you know, portrays himself as, I'm going to sort of like be a moderate pro-Europe, not going to be revolutionary like Law and Justice, but he's not being able to do anything particularly. He's always been criticized here for being, oh, we know who he isn't, but he doesn't actually do very much. And this is, I think, already rubbing off on his popularity, which is not going up. If anything, it's slightly on the downwards trend.
And that was the BBC's Adam Easton talking to me earlier about Poland.